Ladies and gentlemen, our guests tonight, Mr. Robert Block and Walt Dougherty. And you heard Terry mention on the calendar, the Fantasy Fair is coming next weekend, September 22nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Pasadena Hilton. And as has been said, Bob Block is the guest of honor. And to quote from Lester Del Rey's introduction to The Best of Robert Block, Robert Block, fantasy and suspense writer, more than science fiction author, is one of the favorite people of science fiction fans, or at least one of the many reasons for his esteem will be obvious. There are lots of other reasons. He's one of the few ever to be honored more than once as guest of honor at a World Science Fiction Convention. The first time was in 1948, and the second, 25 years later, in 1973. Robert Block is probably best known to you, as the man who brought, and I use the phrase advisedly, Norman Blake and Jack the Ripper into the hearts of America. But
if it only didn't take you so long to write these, Michael.
But I want to ask Bob Block a question I've been waiting to ask you since the last time you were on the show 4 years ago. What frightens you?
Audiences.
Oh, now I find that hard to believe.
No, I really think so. I think I got into this whole thing because as a child I was a little bit introverted, and I'd been pushed ahead in school about 5 semesters. So I was sort of a miniature figure amongst my tall contemporaries, and I wasn't as good at basketball or other games, and I was well insulated against any kind of harm, but I felt a little bit insecure, and I suddenly discovered when I got up on a platform that I was safe because there was a separation between me and the audience. And later on I discovered there was a still greater separation if I cowered behind a typewriter and my audience was many, many miles removed.
So I like radio.
Radio is very good too because I don't have to sit in one of those makeup chairs for half an hour with an embalmer working on me.
I read in Harry Warner's book, All Our Yesterdays, sort of one of the histories of fandom, that one of the things that got you interested in writing horror and fantasy was being offered by your aunt, if I remember this correctly, at a Milwaukee train station, your choice of any magazine in the stand, and you chose Weird Tales, which happened to have a story in it by Howard Phillips Lovecraft. Is that right?
That's quite correct. And the story was Pickman's Model. And I really was turned on by that.
And that was at 10.
That was at the age of 10.
And 2 years before that, again according to Mr. Warner, you had seen Lon Chaney in The Phantom of the Opera.
That's also correct.
And it scared the daylights out of
you. That not only turned me on, but it turned on my bedroom light for 2 years every time I went to sleep.
So you've been reciprocating by scaring the hell out of the American public ever since then, huh?
I would say probably so. Attack is the best defense.
Which do you prefer to write, horror, fantasy, science fiction, what?
I think I don't categorize my preferences in terms of a genre. If a particular idea hits me that I want to write, I decide where it fits and write accordingly. But I don't say to myself, I prefer to write fantasy over mystery or mystery over science fiction. It all depends where I think it's appropriate to use this type of story. But it's the idea that always fascinates me.
Do ideas come easily to you?
Yes, they do. I'm afraid so. But the time to execute them doesn't come quite that easily. Generally too much to do.
You are a busy person, no question about it. We're going to talk about that. But you're going to take time out to face your fears and conquer them, since you'll be guest of honor at the Pasadena Fantasy Fair this coming weekend, starting a week from tonight. And here to talk about that is Walt Dougherty, who's going to be, Walt, the MC? Is that
Yeah, I handle all the programs and introduce all the guests for their programs and try to keep the thing halfway on schedule.
How about that? Now, conventions never run on schedule, right? They're sort of like KPFK. They always run late for... I don't know if there are better reasons or not. But is it tough to program a thing, a convention?
Yes, if you've never done it before, but after about 40 years of doing it, it has worked into where that it is fairly simple for me. because I think one of the problems that's taken up by many MCs, and it becomes very greatly a problem with them, which we were just discussing earlier, Bob, is that an MC is too conscious of himself and gets too interested in what the speakers are saying and forgets that the audience is out there, like on a panel, not watching his moderation, not getting together with these people. The other thing is, very few conventions other than those that I handle have an MC for the program. That is their job from beginning to end. They just say, Mike, would you handle this panel? And Bob, would you handle this panel? And Walt, would you handle this panel? Instead of somebody who's in charge. Now, this doesn't mean that he has to MC all the way through. If he has a good man, he will introduce him as a moderator for a panel and let him handle it. But there is no convention that I recall. Bob, your memory would be going along with mine. We've been to a lot of conventions, but I don't recall any conventions other than those that I've handled out here where they have a man that is his job for the whole program is to MC it.
Well, you know the reason for that, Walt. That's because you haven't been cloned yet.
You must know that Bob is going to clone around on something like this.
I had hoped so.
It's a real pleasure to do it. It's marvelous for me emceeing in the field because, like here at the Fantasy Fair, in most cases, it's a chance to renew acquaintances with people who are very busy. We get a chance to visit a little bit before the program goes on. And also, if you come up and you're a brand new writer that I haven't heard of and I'm to introduce you on a program, it forces me to do a little research on you and find out about it, and it gets me acquainted with you. So therefore, you get more and more acquaintances of people that you know, especially when they know that you're there to handle them and present them in the best manner that will be honoring to them.
Who are some of the people who are going to be at Fantasy Fair at the Pasadena Hilton this weekend?
Well, we've got quite a list. Many of these will just be there. There's a lot that will be on programs. They will all be introduced at the banquet. Most of them will be there. John Agar, he's been around a few at the conventions, and for those who are not familiar, he's the gentleman that's a motion picture star, such pictures as Tarantula, Journey to the Seventh Planet, Rocket Man, and he's done a lot of TV. I think one of the latest things that he did was the mayor of New York in the De Laurentiis, excuse the expression, King Kong. Bob Clampett will be there. It's hard to find a more interesting man to listen to. He is, after all of these years being with Warner Brothers and Bugs Bunny, and of course the man behind Beanie and Cecil, the enthusiasm that he goes into with any subject, he just gathers the audience with him. Alan Dean Foster, name might be too familiar to a lot of people, but it's getting far more familiar because...
Oh, now that he's written the second Star Wars book, I have a feeling people know him.
Right, and also he's done The Splinter in Mind's Eye, which
That's
is the novelized sequence to Star Wars.
The one, yes.
And
beautiful title. Great title.
And also just an individual story. One that I like very much was Ice Rigger. Very well done. And George Clayton Johnson... Logan's Run, co-writer of that with Bill Nolan. He's done lots of Star Treks, and he wrote on Ocean's 11. He will
and
be
Twilight
there.
Twilight Zones, a number of those.
And, of course, a treat that's getting very rare down here in Los Angeles because he's now up in the San Francisco area, and we get him down here maybe about once every 2 years. Very marvelous writer of the macabre, the outre, you name it, Fritz Leiber.
Mr. Leiber will be the guest of honor at the next World Science Fiction Convention in England next year.
There are a few people that fall into the category. You would say that Charles Laughton, Orson Welles would be two, and put Fritz Leiber in this group. These are three people because of their presentation and a large part their voice can stand up there for 2 hours and do nothing but read mother nursery rhymes, and you will be glued to your seat without a sound, listening to every word. And Fritz's voice comes from way down in the bottom of the stomach, and you're just entranced with his voice. And of course, we'll have Catherine Moore there.
C.L. Moore.
C.L. Moore. And you know, those that are, remember the Northwest Smith stories, and Jirel of Jory, and fantastic writer. And it goes without saying, Shamblot, when you speak of fantasy, and list any one of a half a dozen stories, you must list Chamblot in it. We have a fairly newcomer to the convention field appearing, Anne Robinson. Anne Robinson's a star of War of the Worlds and has done TV's Rocky Jones Space Ranger series and so forth. Very charming lady. And
very nice lady. Very nice, on the program.
Very nice back. Person
nice
to be there.
Lady, yeah.
And of course, we'll just throw in one more. And what convention can really be fine out here without A.E. Van Vogt? I think we could probably call him the Dean of Science Fiction Writers.
If not the Alan Dean Foster of Science Fiction Writers.
So that gives you a good idea. And let's say that I have mentioned approximately one-third.
About a third, okay. And since probably people will be interested in attending this, where can they call for information and rates and tickets and banquet things and like that?
Fine. It's a little late to write because it does take place next weekend. But for anybody who would like to get more information on it, if you will call Bill Crawford, and Bill Crawford's number in the 213 area is 337-